I'll try to show how this passage illustrates three concepts. The first one is the feeling of guilt. The second one is the desire for redemption. And the third one is the possibility of freedom. So in this passage, Willie is talking with Ben about suicide. It's the middle of the night and he is sowing seeds in his garden. All along the play, Willie insists on the importance of being a manual worker. As if that was enough to stay in contact with reality, with your feet on the ground, even his hands on the ground here, sowing the seeds. But we understand that he's too far in his delirium. And even this attempt of working the ground, working in the garden, is an illusion. He is, in fact, speaking with an imaginary character, his imaginary brother, who is, in fact, dead. And strangely enough, this character, Ben, is the voice of reason. He is the one to tell Willie the truth. So he says that killing himself is a cowardly thing. Ben also explains that Biff will hate his father for that. And he says, don't make a fool of yourself. So strangely enough, this illusion, Ben, symbolizes the voice of reason and is telling him that suicide is the ultimate form of reality denial. So strangely enough, in the passage, Ben symbolizes the voice of guilty conscience. Willie feels a little bit guilty at the idea of killing himself. And the feeling of guilt is voiced by Ben. So in order to get over his feeling of guilt, Willie is seeking redemption. He's looking for redemption, particularly redemption to the eyes of his son Biff. But how is he going to do that? The problem for Willie is that as a salesman, he was a failure. He has nothing to sell anymore. But by committing suicide, in a certain way, he is selling himself for $20,000. So the sacrifice of his life for his family, for Biff in particular, is the idea that he can sell his life for $20,000 and with that money buy his son's love. In fact, that's the original meaning of the word redemption. It comes from the verb redeem, which means to buy something back, to buy your life back. Unfortunately, this redemption will be impossible because that's not what Biff is expecting from his father. Certainly not. Certainly not suicide and certainly not $20,000. What does Biff want? Well, just like everybody, Biff wants freedom. On that particular day, Biff had a revelation. He understood that his life had been a meaningless dream, had been a meaningless illusion all his life. He understood that he had been the prisoner of his father's dream for him. His father projected his own delusions on his son, on Biff. The delusion that life can be easy if you are well-liked, that if it's just very easy to be successful if you are popular. The delusion that they are important people. And that's exactly what Biff was trying to explain to his father in the restaurant, but didn't manage because his father wouldn't listen. Biff has understood that in order to be free, he's got to get out of this cage of illusions. And the only possibility to do that is to run away from the toxic relationship with his father.